This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While much of the focus on Ferguson is about the technology and tactics being deployed by the police, a lot of focus has also been on social media. The original story of Mike Brown being shot and killed and the resulting protests and clashes with law enforcement has played out on Twitter in a big way over the last week, which had media and culture critic David Carr writing about it this week for The New York Times. David, thanks for talking with us.
A pleasure to be with you.
Why do you think this particular story developed the way it did in terms of coverage?
I think part of what goes on, if you think back to Occupy Wall Street, where the police were openly hostile to mainstream media coverage, were pushing cameras out of the area, I think a similar dynamic was underway in Ferguson, where it was difficult for the people that were on the ground to do their jobs. And Twitter ended up being a little bit of the eyes and ears. So in a sense, it served as a platform, a way to look at the action. Not comprehensive. You couldn't tell exactly what was going on.
Sure.
But you knew something big was underway.
I was reporting on the Occupy movement, and so I remember how important social media was. But since then, we've seen stuff like Vine videos. We've seen Instagram. Do you think those kind of video capabilities have made a difference in terms of the Ferguson story?
I think when it comes to, as you know, as somebody who's covered these kind of events, you know, walking around with the camera is like walking around with an 800-pound pencil. You can be a target for either the police or the protesters, whereas if you have a phone, you're just like everyone else. But important, powerful work can get done on a smartphone.
Your piece talks a lot about Twitter. Why did you focus on Twitter more than other social networks, say Facebook?
Twitter is a lightweight bit of infrastructure that's able to carry information from other platforms, from Vine, from Instagram, in a way that is really quick, really fast, in a list form. And news, after all, is becoming more and more a list.
Your piece closes with this statement, nothing much good was happening in Ferguson until it became a hashtag. I just wonder if you might talk about that a little bit more.
The reason I wrote the ending the way I did is because I think that people thought, well, a young black male was shot by police in the middle of the country. That's an all too common story. But through the lens of Twitter, you were able to see that what the story was really about, at least on Wednesday and Thursday, was a middle American town that had militarized against a mostly unarmed protest group and was pointing sniper rifles at American citizens. And the coverage that ensued, the statement from the governor, the statement from the president, the inbound interest from so many media members stemmed in part from its visibility on Twitter.
David Carr writes the Media Equation column for The New York Times. David, thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure to be with you.